Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Larry Richard and anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just an hour, just less, we're going to hear from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, expected to be speaking from the Pentagon at 8. We will carry that conversation with the secretary. In the meantime, curious the reaction here with our very strong-based Jewish community, and we have Yisrael Altin, Rabbi. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Anxious to hear your thoughts. So much has transpired in the last few weeks. Ceasefire between Israel and Iran, as you know, seems to be holding. Hopefully that lasts. Wanted to get your reaction to what has happened.
You know, it seems to be almost nothing short than a miracle of what's taken place there. I mean, the amount of what Israel was able to accomplish over such a short period of time, with such almost miraculous of what took place in Israel itself. Of course, 28 lives of civilians taken is a big number. But if you think about the amount of missiles that were coming into Israel, just imagining if any of those missiles had a nuclear bomb to it, what that could have done to not just to a little country like Israel, but to the world, and what Israel was able to accomplish there is, I think, nothing less than miraculous. I think what something Americans have a hard time wrapping their head around is why this is relevant to them. And you know, if we take back, and you know, I was living in New York at the time of 9/11, when a group of people from far away were able to accomplish such a horrific act close to home. And if anyone listens to the Iranians, the regime, not the people, but the regime there, their hatred for America is just as bad as Al-Qaeda was. And their ability to reach us in the United States is not a dream. It's a reality. And so I think what Israel has done, not just for Israel, but for the world, is remarkable.
You know, Rabbi, I did the math on this right after the attacks on October 7th, when Hamas attacked the Israeli in Israel, period. And by comparison with 9/11, if you look at it on a per capita basis, it was far worse what happened in Israel in terms of the number of deaths and injuries than what happened on 9/11 here in the U.S.
Absolutely. And I think there's another big factor here is that, you know, 9/11 were people from far away that infiltrated and harmed us. This is at the border of Israel, not just one border, but I mean, the fact that, you know, you had Hezbollah right up there in the north, Iran not far back, you know, coming, you know, ready to attack the Houthis, as they're still a danger to Israel. I mean, Israel was really, this was something that really hit home very close to Israel, with the reality of what could have been on October 7th had had they been attacked from all sides at the same time. And I think this really helped Israel recognize of how much they have to take their destiny in their own hands here in eliminating those that are seeking to harm them. And I think that for Americans, we have to see that in the same regard, that when there's people that are standing there and screaming death to America, believe them. Don't just think it's some radicals out there that are not ready to harm you. And so I think we owe Israel a great gratitude of debt here for what they've done. And of course, I think that if people take it into in understand it from that perspective, they would also be able to appreciate why the U.S. needed to involve themselves to be able to help accomplish this mission.
And Rabbi, also, the situation in Gaza has been overshadowed as of late because of the situation with Iran. But that said, what is the current status of your understanding of what's going on in Gaza and the hostages?
Well, my understanding, again, this is just from reading. I'm not a military expert, or nor do I have any inside information. But I think by taking the Iranians out of the equation, this should only be able to help, because ultimately the Iranians are the ones who funded Hamas. They're their backbone. And if we brought their backbone down to their knees, hopefully that will help get the hostages out and bring Hamas down to their knees. But then again, we're not talking with rational people, so you never know.
As always, we appreciate your time and input. Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Rabbi Yisrael Altin here in Squirrel Hill in the city of Pittsburgh on the Big K Morning Show. And that he made a very good point, and that they believe that what has happened in Gaza was funded by Iran.
Well, Hamas received its support from Iran, and so did Hezbollah, and so did the Houthi rebels.
So there's a very direct connection is the point.
Also, one of the things that was happening was also the militant groups that were based in Syria that were receiving help from Iran, but that has ended now, because of the overthrow of the Syrian government. The Assad government was overthrown, and so they've lost that base. The Iranians have been significantly weakened in this region, not just after this airstrike and the Israeli attacks. The Israelis have decimated Hamas. They've pretty much eviscerated Hezbollah for now. The Houthis, not so much, although they've gotten the Houthis to calm down some. And now the Iranians are playing defense. So what's transpired in the last 12 months, or in that time since October 7th, really, is remarkable what's taken place. When you consider the size of Israel, its population in comparison with the nations surrounding it, especially Iran, and its military capabilities, what they've accomplished is remarkable. And what the rabbi said too, Larry, about the number of people who've been killed in Israel during these Iranian missile attacks, is just a testament to how good they've gotten at shelters first and getting to them and detecting attacks to get their population to safety before things get out of hand.
And the fact that the U.S. has supported them in a tremendous way, hope the ceasefire holds.
Well, there's a lot of people who hope the ceasefire holds who don't live in Israel. Think about all the tourists. Think about all the people who want to go to Jerusalem. All the people who want to go to the Holy Land, all the Americans who are of Jewish descent who want to return to their homeland and visit friends. I have friends in the Washington, D.C. area that go to Tel Aviv every year, and that was upended this year because of what was going on.
We'll keep you posted, and again, we will hear from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, expected to speak from the Pentagon at the top of the hour. The 4th of July celebration, and KDK Radio is proud to be a big part of the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day fun. 4 o'clock next Friday on Pittsburgh's North Shore. Keep in mind, they're working on the point, so they have moved the festivities to the North Shore this year, and they'll shoot the fireworks from the barges as they normally do, but it's going to be an all-inclusive day and night. We've got the Bonanza Mix for the fireworks from TJ the DJ, that you can hear right here on 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDKA. So nonstop music, great food, and TJ the DJ, presented by Essential Utilities, parent company of People's Natural Gas and Aqua Water, and brought to you by Lamont, Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, Rome Monument, Need Part C, Pittsburgh's choice for Medicare solutions, needpartc.com, and Teamsters Local 926. So that'll be a great celebration. And Aaron, we're going to get the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. They had a huge announcement, and this is probably the biggest, I would say, Paul, he's the happiest guy in town this
morning. There's no question. We have a story about this
right
from David Ballarato coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is the biggest gift in the history of the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, and it's anonymous. Is that great?
And yeah, I won't reveal who it is that gave this. Well, I don't want to steal his thunder. Jeremy Goodman's going to be calling in here in a second. He is the relatively new president and CEO of the zoo. And if you haven't been for a while, they've done a lot of great things over the years. And we'll get him on here in just a sec. Aaron, we ready to go? All right. Please welcome Dr. Jeremy Goodman, who is the president and CEO of Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. Jeremy, I said to Paul, you're the happiest guy in town this morning.
I certainly am. I'm normally a happy guy, but an extra smile on my face this morning for sure.
Yeah, you have categorized this as a transformative, anonymous gift. So how much is it?
Yeah, it's the largest gift the zoo has ever received, $10 million. So it's incredibly generous, incredibly humbling. I'm incredibly grateful, and you know, it just really shows the support and the love that the community has for our zoo, and you know, it's just really going to just keep the momentum going and help us build the zoo of the future.
Jeremy, with a gift of this size, it has to get your creative juices flowing. What are you thinking about right now that some of this money would be helpful with?
Yeah, so it's going to definitely help our phase one of our master plan projects. So there's two projects in particular. We are building a new giraffe building, so the our guests can view our giraffes all year round. Currently, they can only see them during the summer and shoulder seasons and don't see them at all in the winter. So that'll be very exciting, and we'll give our giraffes a lot more space and be able to expand our herd. And the other project that it'll help us kick off is our new Expedition Indonesia, which is really the most ambitious project.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The zoo has ever undertaken in its 127-year history, and something that people in this region, people Pittsburgh, have never seen the likes of, and very, very excited about that.
Yeah, give us a sense of what that will be.
Sure. So there's incredible animals that are all endangered or critically endangered throughout Indonesia, animals like orangutans and Malayan tapir, siamangs, hornbills, clouded leopards. So this is going to be an incredibly immersive exhibit where people will really feel like they're in the jungles of Indonesia experiencing all of these animals. And, you know, we will have conservation woven through every, you know, aspect of the new exhibit. We'll have education woven through. We'll have our typical wow experiences that everybody always experiences when they come and visit our zoo. And really just something, like you said, the creative juices are flowing, and can't wait to get started with design of it.
Jeremy, getting back to the donation itself, it's anonymous. How does an anonymous donation of this size make its way to an organization like yours?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we, you know, are really beloved by our community, and, you know, we really try to make sure that, that everyone in the community understands that this is not my zoo, this is their zoo, and they are stakeholders, you know, in you know, our institution, and that, you know, we really want them to be part of what we're building, and what we're building is really special, and these particular donors really thoroughly understood that, and you know, wanted to really make sure that you know, we kicked off you know, our master plan, and you know, with a big bang, and you know, hopefully that it will just catalyze others to you know, to contribute as well, and you know, it's an incredibly generous gift, but obviously there's still a lot more work to be done with such ambitious projects in the future. So, you know, like I said, we're just really hoping that others are inspired by it, and, you know, we can keep the momentum going.
Yeah, I just didn't want anybody to know, but whoops. No, that's fantastic. We have a great zoo and aquarium. We're going to have you come in, Jeremy, because we have five radio stations here, and I always tell people we're like the Aqua Zoo, because as you walk down the hall, it's different aquariums. We have these giant windows in the studios to the hallway, and it looks like, you know, what you would walk by at the Aqua Zoo, only there's different species in every station.
It is true. It's very funny, because I often say, like, when people come and visit the zoo, the animals are often looking at them as well and saying, oh, you know, look at the one wearing the funny hat. And
it's great, know, entertainment.
Well, there's some truth to that as well.
Congratulations. Great for the zoo and aquarium, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Jeremy Goodman, president and CEO of our great zoo and aquarium. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we welcome the one and only Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Dr. Mike on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and we've added our KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I thought about you. A lot of people yesterday were talking about the excessive heat and the effects that has on pets. And I drove through North Park in the middle of the day yesterday, and there weren't many people out, and I didn't see anybody walking their pets. It was just so hot. But that asphalt and concrete can be very painful and damaging to dogs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you can't take them out in that weather except to eliminate and then get them back inside if you can into the air conditioning. It's just, I mean, it was like 95% humidity. They can't cool down. So they cool down by panting. And if they do have to be outside, make sure that they have shade, lots of fresh water. You're wetting them down. Give them a pool or something that they can wet down in, you know, a little pool, a baby pool, and so that they can stay cool, because it's deadly out there. And if you have a brachiocephalic, you know, the bulldogs or pugs, just keep them indoors in air conditioning.
Yeah, is that true that's the only way they can cool down, dogs, by panting?
Yeah, I mean, they do have a little bit of sweat in their pads, but it's not enough. So they pant and pant and pant, and that's how they cool down. But when the temperature outside is just as hot as the temperature inside, they can't cool down.
All right, we have a question from Lisa in Bloomfield. Dear Dr. Mike, my parrot has started plucking his feathers. Could this be a health problem, or is he just bored?
You know, I used to work with birds. I had 1,000 birds in my practice in Long Island and 1,000 birds here in Pittsburgh. My associate still does, Dr. Mark McDaniel. But you put a bird into captivity. They can't fly like they do in the wild. So, of course, they get bored. And then we add to that by clipping their wings. because we don't want them to fly into the ceiling fan or fly into the hot stove or into boiling water, just trying to perch. So you clip their wings, and then they're just sitting there in a cage. And so our alternative is to give them a lot of mental stimulation, a lot of attention, toys, things like that, and maybe that works. But a lot of them do get bored, and they'll start picking their feathers. I would always rule out a medical problem first, skin infection, allergy, liver disease, things like that that we used to see. But most commonly, it was boredom. And it's a tough one for birds.
I shared a story with Aaron and Paul this week about a parrot they were trying to, from a pet store, find a new owner. And it turns out, you know the saying, swears like a sailor's parrot. Apparently, this parrot had quite a vocabulary. And so they warned people, they had to warn people, if you want this parrot, it comes with all this foul language. And guess what, Doc? They had 50 applications to adopt the parrot.
I had lost a client in Long Island, an older couple. I used to board birds, and I didn't know. I used to test them, do health checks, cultures, and psittacosis tests. And if they're healthy, they could board with us if they're our patients. And one Christmas span, one of the birds cursed like a sailor, and he taught one of the bird, other birds how to curse. And the people thought it was us, that were doing the cursing. So they left my practice. They made an appointment just to come see me without the bird to tell me how disappointed they were. And I said, no, I promise it was another bird. It sounded like the dog ate my homework.
That's hilarious. All right. We've got from Ryan in Mount Lebanon this question. How can I make car rides less stressful for my anxious puppy? Your advice always appreciated and helpful.
Yeah, that is a very stressful for young dogs when they start going into a car. They don't quite understand it. So make sure they're short, calm trips. You maybe play some music, talk to them, give them treats, use lots of rewards. There are calming sprays, DAP, dog appeasing pheromone. You can get a calming spray for travel, and they're very helpful when you're trying to get them used to this. And then short rides, and try to make it a real positive experience. It's one of those things that you will succeed at. You just have to stay with it.
All right. From the Strip District, Jenna wants to know, is it safe to walk my dog in the rain, or could he get sick from getting wet?
Good question. Most dogs won't get sick from walking in the rain, so there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if it was cold, wet, blizzardy, rainy conditions, that's different. And but if it's raining a lot like it is in the Seattle of the East, Pittsburgh, you can get a doggy raincoat for them, and then that could help too, and take some good pictures. But it's not going to hurt them. When they get home, you can dry them down, wipe them off, even wipe their paws and ears. But it's most dogs aren't going to have any problems with walking in the rain.
Back to the parrot for a second before you go. Can you imagine the ancient humans, the first time they heard a bird talk like them? What their reaction?
Just mimic them.
Right. How are they able to do that? Is there any other bird or animal on earth that can do that?
Yeah. And the minor birds can do that well. And the African gray parrots are very good too. I've heard them mimic their owners. One of my friends in Long Island, I still take care of his bird when I go home, clip the feathers and the like and groom it. And that bird's got to be 30 years old now, 28 years old. And that bird remembers my son's noises. Dr. Nico, he used to make a kind of a popping noise that I can't explain it because I can't do it. And every time that bird sees my son, he instantly starts doing that exact same noise again. And it's just hysterical. Their memories are incredible.
Nah. Thanks, Doc. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, they used to say bird brain was a bad thing, but it's not. It's a good thing. All right, have a great weekend. Stay cool.
All right, Dr. Mike Hutchinson, go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
The Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk. Israel and Iran are honoring a ceasefire for a second day, and President Donald Trump has plans to move toward peace.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know.
And we're going to hear from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, scheduled to speak from the Pentagon at the top of this hour.
In fact, also be joined by the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at a Mexican restaurant in the Cranberry Marshall area.
Work for me.
ICE raided Tepachi, making 14 arrests for immigration violations.
And so a sign on the restaurant said they are closed.
Now in Milwaukee,
the highly billed pitching matchup between Paul Skenes and Jacob Mizorowski went to the Brewers pitcher. Skenes allowed four runs in the second and pitched four innings.
Yeah, the second inning was tough for Skenes. Nine Brewers came to the plate. Wow, that seemed to go on forever.
That is not the Paul Skenes we have seen in the last year and a half, proving he's human, but he gets no run support either, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, he should have a winning record, and he should be up for a Cy Young Award this year, you would think. So a home series with the Mets is next on the Pirates' schedule. They're only the best team in the NL East.
Watch the Pirates win the series.
Hey, come on, man. They've done it with the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow morning with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, and we're going to check in after we hear from Defense Secretary Hegseth with the voice of University of Pittsburgh's basketball football team, the legendary Bill Hillgrove.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.